How do? It's Mark Goodwin. You're listening to Spartan Matters.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Spartan Matters, and today it is with great pleasure that I am with fashion entrepreneur and a highly, highly popular member of the running club, Mr. Liam Herbert. Hello, Liam.
Hello, Mr. J.
It's great to see you. So I've caught up with Liam trackside. We've just finished our training session. I thought it'd be great to find out from Liam a little bit about the FES Challenge, which is an event coming up in July. So, Liam, tell me all about the challenge for our listeners that perhaps don't know. What exactly is the FES Challenge?
Okay, Andy. The FES Challenge is a very popular summer event that the club put on. Mm-hmm. It is a off-road challenge, which means that walkers or runners will be going out into the North Hertfordshire countryside, yep, armed with maps and written instructions. What they need to do is to follow those to a number of checkpoints along our beautiful courses, which go through the most scenic countryside around Stevenage.
Sounds fun, sounds interesting.
Along the way, they not only have great views of the rolling landscape and animals, yep, but they also get lots of treats from our wonderful helpers on our checkpoints.
On the way.
Our infamous bread pudding, which is a real highlight, which lots of people come back for. Sweets and drinks, enough to keep you going, because there's a number of distances that people can choose from.
Right, what distances, Liam?
Well, Andy, we have got four main distances,
yep,
on the Sunday,
yep,
which are 12 miles,
yep,
18 miles, marathon, which is 26.2, mm-hmm, and for the hardcore, you have the ultra marathon, which is about 50k.
50 kilometres, yeah. So you can pick and choose whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
There's four distances. That's the main. That's the main event. You pick up race instructions.
Yes.
And you follow those instructions as you go around.
Yeah, that's.
And you meet people at checkpoints. That sounds interesting. So and it's open to our club members, but it's also open online for anybody else to enter.
It is, yeah. It's currently open to everyone, the whole world. If you go to the Active Training World website, search for Fairlands Valley Challenge Weekend,
okay,
and you'll get a page with all of the entry information, lots of information about the day itself. Yep. A thing that we haven't talked about, Andy,
yes,
are the changes for this year.
Yep.
There's quite a big change.
What's going on this year then that's going to excite our runners?
Well, for the last couple of years, we've kept it the same. Mm-hmm. In about 2011, we introduced the ultra marathon as the new distance.
Yep.
Lots of people have done it, and so they kind of know what they're doing. They know it like the back of their hand. So yep, I've decided to expand the event this year, mm-hmm, and it's now called the Fairlands Valley Challenge Weekend because it is now a two-day event. Okay. So Saturday we have a brand new distance for people to try out.
Woohoo.
Which is a very accessible 6-mile mm-hmm off-road mm-hmm challenge.
Right, excellent. So you've turned this into a running festival.
It's getting
a weekend
there
of running. That's fantastic.
It's getting there. Okay. I think part of the idea about making it a weekend event,
yep,
is that I wanted to give something more, a new challenge for people who've already come and enjoyed what we've been offering in the past.
Yeah.
But also, there's an emerging market for people who like to do hardcore running challenges.
Yeah.
So
this is a new niche.
It is.
So I could turn up thinking, right, I really fancy the challenge, and maybe people will come from all over the country, as they do, or internationally. So I could turn up on a Saturday morning, run 6 miles.
You can.
Which is over a challenge event, distance again, with instructions that I follow.
Yeah, exactly the same as the Sunday.
Right.
You could turn up on the Saturday, Andy, do your 6 mile,
yeah,
and then go home, have a bit of a kip, wake up the next morning.
Bit of cake.
I would love to now do my 18 mile, my marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you do that,
yeah,
you have to enter in advance. I stress this, people, enter in advance if you want to do both days. But if you do two distances over 2 days, you're going to get a very special race memento.
Okay.
So that is, if you want that next level challenge,
even more exciting. Right, here's a good incentive. So what about levels, Liam? How good do I need to be? Do I need to be super quick, or is it for open for everyone? What's the drill?
You don't need to be super quick. As long as you have a pair of legs, you don't even need legs, really, if you have a wheelchair. But we wouldn't advise wheelchair people to do it because of the terrain. Any speed, any ability, it's come and have a go. It's for runners and walkers, so don't feel like you have to sprint around the whole course. No, it's for a very
all
wide
levels.
Section of people. So we want to get everyone involved if they want to come down.
Sounds superb. Right, so we talked about the event, which days, we've talked about it's suitable for everyone. So which weekend is it?
Okay, it's Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of July.
Right, okay, so everyone can go to that website that you talked about, which was?
ActiveTrainingWorld.co.uk.
Okay, and get booked up online. Excellent. Okay, many thanks, Liam, that's been very informative.
One more thing, Andy,
good luck with holding the event.
I'd love to see as many Spartans come out and support this event, either running or walking. If you're not feeling up to that but you have some time on the Sunday, we appreciate any offers of help. There's lots of jobs to be done either at the Race HQ or on one of the many checkpoints, so if you are able and willing to help, please get in touch with Andy or the guys at Spartan Matters. Go onto the forum or contact the club via social media and let us know, and we'll be very, very appreciative of your help. So thank you.
Good little plug there. Excellent, Liam. Right, well, thanks for joining me for this edition of Spartan Matters.
No worries.
It's been great to catch up with you, and good luck with that event in July.
Thank you. Thank you, Spartan Matters.
Gadgets Corner. My second gadget tip for 2015 is wearable technology. This will be the form of compression type clothing that will be able to pick up your muscle activity, heart rate and even breathing. In the future, you'll find most athletes will be wearing this to track their performance.